This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
Shaping conversation. Now, it is not often the case that we think we have the ability to change much in our lives. A lot of services that are delivered to us are kind of delivered without much of our say. But what if you could change all that? What if you could actually have a say in the services delivered to you from, say, an eye hospital? Well, that's exactly what Moorfields Eye Hospital are asking you to do. And this week, we're going to find out more about it and find out why they are asking for your help for their five-year strategy.
My name's Jo Moss. I'm the Director of Strategy and Business Development at Moorfields Eye Hospital.
My name's Irene Akeshis. I'm currently a patient at Moorfields, but I'm also the director of an organisation called New Citizenship Project, which is aiming to involve people more in society as citizens.
Tell us why you're here today. Tell us about what this is all about.
So at Moorfields, we are in the process of reviewing and refreshing our organisational strategy. So that's really going to help us think about what we're doing, why we do what we do, and what our priorities are going forward. And we're really keen to involve patients in this process and hear from patients about what they think our strategy and our priorities should be, so that we can learn from them and incorporate their ideas in our strategy going forward.
If you don't mind me asking, Jo, you know, why have you decided to do this now?
I think we recognise that we want to listen to patients, we want to hear from them, and so it's really important to make sure that we engage patients. So we're engaging with them at this point in the process because we've already done some thinking internally and we feel that we're at a point now to be able to share with our patients our current thinking and get them to test it, to challenge it and help us shape the strategy before we finalise it and publish it later this year.
And as you say, you're keen to hear from patients. Irene, you are a patient of Moorfields. Tell us your thoughts on the services you've received.
So I've always had an amazing experience at Moorfields. I got an eye infection about 6 years ago, and I was very poorly for quite a long time, and I ended up losing my sight in one eye. My weekly visits to Moorfields were a really important time of my week. And I always just received excellent care. I always received empathetic, excellent, and really compassionate care from the team that were looking after me.
Because it is more than just a medical procedure, isn't it? It's an emotional experience for a lot of people who go into any hospital, I guess. But when it's to do with your eyes, when you know that something is going to happen to you that could have a significant impact on you like that, I guess you need to get that support across the board.
It's incredibly anxiety-inducing going into hospital to have appointments to check on the progress of a condition or a disease that you're experiencing as a patient. So of course, when you walk in, there's anxiety when you're sat in a waiting room, there's anxiety while the doctor's examining you. And so everything that can be done to make that process a bit easier and a bit more structured for the patients is really helpful. But I think the important thing that I'd want to communicate about this process is that if you involve patients in the conversation about the future direction of the hospital, then you're going to shape a strategy that's been inputted into by everyone, which I think is really exciting.
Jo, I have to say, I think one of the most common criticisms I've ever heard of a hospital is when someone goes into, especially an eye hospital in this case, and learns that they are losing their sight, oftentimes they feel that the response they get from the surgeon or the doctor or whoever it is that's talking to them, consultant, it can be quite cold. It can be a case of, well, that's you, you've lost your sight or you're losing your sight. So, you know, there's the door, if you can find it. You know, it's very difficult, I think, for a lot of people to deal with that. Is that maybe one thing that you hope might come out of this, that, you know, that sort of level of understanding of what it means to have sight loss, that emotional aspect to it?
Yes, very much so. Certainly from the people that we've heard from so far, that's a very strong theme. And I think that's, again, particularly why it's important that we do hear from patients. So obviously we have a particular perspective sitting on the provider side, often the professional, the clinician, and even our administrative staff have a very different perspective of what it's like to experience our services. So that's why we're really keen to hear from patients. What is it like for them as they experience receiving care and treatment? And how can we improve that? What are the things that we're not doing well at the moment that in terms of our strategy going forward, we need to make sure we're addressing to make that experience much better for our patients.
So the way you want to humanise the service?
Absolutely. Well, we want to hear from patients what is it that we're not getting right at the moment. And certainly, as you said, making it more human, making sure that we understand the wider needs of the people coming through our door are understood and met is certainly an emerging theme. So certainly, if that's something we continue to hear, it will need to be front and centre for our strategy going forward.
Aruni, can I ask a bit more about your eye condition and how you learned about it?
So I contracted a very rare but very severe eye infection back in 2011, a disease called acanthamoeba keratitis, which is a mouthful to pronounce, but is mostly associated with contact lens wear. So it's a microbe that lives in water, and when the water comes into contact with contact lenses, it can actually get into the cornea and cause a really awful and in many cases devastating infection. Unfortunately, that's what happened to me. And I, via that, I started to campaign for greater awareness of the risk factors for this disease in contact lens wearers. So I started a campaign to a no water campaign, which I then won an award for, actually, from the RNIB. Via that, and the support that I'd received from the clinical staff at Moorfields Eye Hospital about raising awareness, I started to get more involved in Moorfields as a patient, if you like. So I helped set up a patient group at Moorfields, started to contribute to research, and started to become much more involved in the work of the hospital more generally, not just in my own care. That was a really amazing experience for me, and it really actually helped me with my recovery, with coping with my disease, and with and gave me a sense of control over what was happening to me. And I realised actually that patients have a really powerful stake in the work of the hospital, and patients can help shape and improve services in a way that I had never appreciated before. So since then, I've been on a bit of a mission to try and promote this more widely, and the team at Moorfields and Joe in particular has been a real champion of that, and has been a real supporter of patients getting more involved.
That seems to be the key theme here, isn't it? It's getting obviously patients more involved, but as you say, it's those tangible ways that we can do that, because I guess myself, I'm sitting here thinking, what can I do to help improve a hospital, obviously without going and getting 7 years of medical experience behind me. You know, there's obviously more to it that you can do. And you know, you talk about patient groups, Irene. You know, how important are those, and what have you got out of it, and what do you think others have?
Patient groups are an amazing source of support for those who don't get a lot of information, or people that walk out of a clinic room with a diagnosis and they don't really know what to do next and where to go next. Support, meeting other patients, talking to them about their experiences, understanding what their treatment was like in comparison to yours, finding emotional support and empathy and understanding are all absolutely critical for everyone that's going through a difficulty with their sight or losing their vision. And and the great thing about patient groups is that they're run by patients, that they're established and run by the people who need them the most, which means that usually they deliver the right information in the right kind of way. And I think what hospitals can do is support the establishment of those and to help patients to meet and connect with each other.
Joe, I guess you echo all of that, and I guess that prevention is also a big part of all of this. As Irene says, you know, her condition is something that came about as a result of, you know, something that happened that other people could learn from. I guess that patient-to-patient support can help you deliver a better service longer term.
Very much so, yes. I think for too long the NHS has been quite traditional in its approach to supporting patients, and certainly I would reflect from my own experience working with Irene in particular on the strategy, just the huge value that our patients and users can bring in terms of providing a different perspective and really challenging some of our own understanding about what it's like to experience coming to hospital and receiving care. So I'm certainly keen at Moorfields that we start to think very differently and more expansively about how we listen to our patients, how we engage them in not only conversations about our future strategy, but also how we deliver care on a day-to-day basis and how we can continue to improve that and make it better for patients.
Okay, so Joe, how do people do it then? How do people contribute to your survey, to your questions?
So we've got an online survey at the moment. There are two different versions. So there's a version that is easily accessible that people can use with their technology if they need to. And what we're asking people to do is to go on. It should take no more than 10 minutes to complete, to just provide us some feedback. And then we're also asking particular people if they are interested in coming to a workshop that we're holding at the end of March, where we'll be sitting face to face with patients and staff in the same room to really take forward the conversation about what our future strategy should be at Moorfields.
And Irene, I guess you encourage everyone to get involved.
Yeah, I'd love to see as many people as possible at these at this workshop at the end of March. Really looking forward to sort of chatting with patients and finding out how they can input into the strategy and going forward.
Irene and Joe, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And if you want to take part in that survey, all you've got to do is get in touch with Moorfields Eye Hospital. As you heard there from Joe, it is an online survey. So if you search online for Moorfields Eye Hospital survey, you will get to that. Do check it out online. Do get involved. You know, have your say. That is what it is all about.
Thanks for downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app. We'll